Good afternoon, everybody. This is Christian Teig speaking on behalf of CGM, welcoming you all to the first quarter 2015 conference call. We will today follow much the same format as we usually do on these quarterly presentations. That means we will take about 15-20 minutes to go through a presentation. The presentation is available on our website for download. I will try to refer to the slide number as we step through. If you follow our web conference, you will be stepped through the slides as we speak through them. Again, 15-20 minutes presentation, and then there will be a Q&A session at the end. We start then with slide number two. Here are the key figures for the first quarter 2015. It's been a good start to the year for CGM. The top line and operating profits are where they should be, with profitability being the financial highlight for the quarter. Special foreign exchange effects give an extraordinary positive financial result, and again, that leads to the 4x-5x higher net income and EPS compared to last year. However, these effects you should largely ignore, as they again are related to factors outside CGM. We will now step through the group level housekeeping areas on the finance side. We start then on slide three, where we see the revenue and profitability quarter by quarter since 2010. Both revenue and EBITDA in the first quarter are at levels that are 100% consistent with the outlook we have given for this year. The revenue shows a persistent growth pattern, and we now firmly believe that the operating margin is on a sustainable long-term rising trend. Next slide number four, we see the costs of goods and gross margin. A very stable picture indeed. We've been in the 81%-83% gross margin range for a long time, and this quarter we are at 82%. This only goes to show that we are true to our fundamental business model as we grow the company, and that the first quarter, all in all, was a very consistent period. Slide number five, personnel expenses. In relationship to revenue, personnel expenses have dropped from 50% in the first quarter last year to 47% this year. This efficiency improvement is consistent with the restructuring measures performed in 2014, and also the main driver behind the improved group profitability. For the first time in the period shown on this chart, we have actually lower personnel expenses in the first quarter compared to the fourth quarter in the previous year. This also underscores that we are in a phase of lower M&A activity compared to the 2010-2014 period shown here for comparison. Slide number six, other expenses. Except for the seasonally busiest fourth quarter, other expenses remain at around 30%-35% relative to personnel expenses, and that is the normal level. In this quarter, we are fully in line in terms of this expense area, as we are now in a more normal state compared to the extraordinary expenditure we incurred during last year. Slide seven, operating cash flow. Cash flow from operations compared to the first quarter last year basically reflects the change in after-tax operating profits between the two periods. We still have some back-end payment-heavy projects, most notably the telematics infrastructure project in Germany, which keeps receivables at a relatively high level. This is something we expect to come down during 2015, and again, cash flow paints a consistent picture to the quarter. Slide eight, capital expenditure. On what have we spent funds in this quarter? It's mostly related to the payments for the Med-EDI acquisition in South Africa and CompuFit in Belgium. The intangibles relate to normal capitalized R&D, and further licenses and enhancements for the new ERP CRM system for the group. Slide nine, balance sheet. The balance sheet shows the normal seasonal effect from a first quarter. Prepayments for software maintenance gets balanced as other liabilities, whereas the cash received goes to reduce debt and pay for the capital expenditure in the quarter. We now turn slide 10, which is a placeholder. We are going to review each business segment, beginning with the largest area, both in terms of revenue and profit. That's the software for doctors. This business currently represents about 60% of group revenue. And in terms of action and positive dynamics, it remains the core of the core in CGM and the most important overall business. In terms of slide numbers, we are now on slide number 11. It's been a decent quarter in the doctor software business with 4% organic growth in Europe at constant exchange rates. If we strip out the telematics infrastructure project in Germany, that's a pretty normal level. In the US, the 18% year-on-year growth looks impressive, but it is for us all driven by the strong dollar. Having said that, we now see the turning point in US revenue also in local currency based on the changes to the business model that we made last year, and a reasonable level of profitability now also starts to come back to the US business. Slide 12, area of special interest, the telematic infrastructure pilot project. We are of course excited about the role we play in transforming German healthcare through this pilot project. And the progress that we show on this slide shows that we are on track to meet all the objectives, both for us and the customer. What that means is that all components of the telematics infrastructure network will be tried, tested, certified, and ready next year for a nationwide rollout to all clinics and hospitals in Germany. And for those of you who attended our analyst conference in October 2014, you got then a detailed picture of what this project can mean for CGM in the future. There is also an available presentation from that session on the web if you are interested to look deeper into this topic. This brings us to slide 13, which is called the German e-health law. The German e-health law is a key instrument to drive a nationwide rollout of the telematics infrastructure. This is a copy of the slide we showed in February, which outlines the main stages up to the law coming into effect. The only change so far is that the decision by the Bundeskabinett, which is the German name for the government, to pursue the law is now expected in May and not April, as was previously anticipated. This does not really change the overall timeline, and it is still written in the current draft that the law comes into effect 1st of January 2016. Slide 14, here is a smaller acquisition we did in the quarter. We have a very successful, albeit somewhat small, existing doctor software business in Belgium, and we have for some time been working on ways to increase the size of this business. In March, we completed a transaction to acquire all the shares of CompuFit, who is a market leader in software for physiotherapists as well as rehab clinics. With this acquisition, we will now serve about 50% of physiotherapists in Belgium, as well as about 30% of the rehab clinics. All in all, it's about 6,000 customers, and we are now number one in these markets in Belgium. We now move on to slide 15. This is something that was completed only a few days ago. We took a new step to further the growth of our German business, this time by acquiring Stock Informatik, who is headquartered in the Ruhr Valley, just a few hours' drive north of Koblenz. I think we are particularly attracted to the notion of investing deeper into the markets where we are already successful, and Germany would certainly be a prime example of that. Here, Stock is the market leader for software in occupational healthcare in Germany. What that means is that the software supports companies in prevention and proactive care regarding overall health of employees. And it's used in numerous institutions from doctor's offices and clinics up until major corporations, predominantly here in Germany. There are some customers also in other German-speaking countries, but it is, for all practical purposes, a German business. So those were the highlights of software for doctors. We now turn to software for pharmacies. Here's just a placeholder, slide 16. It's our second office-based segment. It currently represents about 15% of group revenue, and it's definitely on the rise within CGM. On slide 17, we see the highlights of this business in the quarter. We had a good quarter, solid quarter, 3% organic growth, and that comes on top of the 18% growth, which comes from the Pharma 3Tech, Punto Pharma, and Mundo Pharma acquisitions in Italy, which were done about the middle of 2014. Moving on quickly now to slide 18, again a placeholder for our third and final software segment for providers, namely software for hospitals. This business is approximately the same size as the pharmacy software business. That means about 15% of group revenue. Slide 19, we see the main points of this business in Q1 2015. Based on where we currently are in this area, it was an okay start to the new year with some underlying organic growth. That's actually entirely thanks to the business in Poland and in Eastern European markets. Our main markets remain in a stagnant phase and growth is fairly elusive. Again, no crisis, but it's obviously an area of special attention for management. Moving on to slide 20, we're now on to the final segment in reporting terms, HCS, and we start with the communication and data development. Yeah, very happy to announce that this area has developed in a positive way, with growth coming back for the first time in a long time. Growth comes from true product and service innovation. And we are also now active outside the traditional doctor software product area with our EBM business that is cooperating with the largest online physician network in Germany. As much as we are happy with communication and development, slide 21, workflow and decision support shows an area which is lagging more. It was a pretty unspectacular quarter in workflow and decision support. Several projects which positively contributed to revenue in the beginning of 2014 have not been replaced or followed up this year, and the pace of developing new business is slow with long sales and implementation cycles. There are new contracts coming on stream in the following quarters. And again, the year-on-year comparison, you see it from the chart, will ease up as we go along, but certainly Q1 was not a stellar area in workflow and decision support. This brings us to slide 22, which is the summary after 3 months of 2015. Again, we're happy on how the year has started, and other than the roughly 4 million of revenue which will come from the recently acquired AIS businesses, we reaffirm our guidance for 2015. And you see that here on the slide. Moving then to slide 23, the financial calendar 2015. Their next reporting date will be August 6th, with the financial report for the second quarter. So very similar to this quarter, coming out then with the next checkpoint in terms of our progress. That lands us, after the first 15 minutes, on slide 24, the procedure for the Q&A session. If you would like to raise questions, you press star one on your telephone, and you will be queued up for questions. Please.
Hi, Christian. This is Florian speaking from Commerzbank. I have two questions, if I may. The first one is with respect to the e-Healthcare project. You gave an update on the timeline. Can you also give us an update on, more or less your opinion in which direction current political sentiment or discussions are going? In the end, to get a better feeling about current discussions in the political side, not only on your side. And the second point is if you can give us an update on your hospital system, business with respect to, a potential JV, divestiture, whatever you are planning here.
Yes, on the e-health, or sorry, on the electronic health card and telematics infrastructure, we are managing our business as if this is a given fact and will happen. As we've said before, to our knowledge, there exists no plan B on how to create true networking in German healthcare. This is needed, and Germany is behind most comparable healthcare economies, and there is absolutely no single reason not to move ahead with something which has been very, very elaborately planned and something which would leapfrog Germany to the forefront. Obviously, our vested interest in this project is clear. And we truly see it also as a landmark next stage for German healthcare overall, which fundamentally is our mission and goal. Obviously, in the period that we've been through, there is a tremendous amount of public debate between all stakeholders and non-stakeholders. You will find every position on this planet described and argued, from this being the greatest innovation since the discovery of penicillin to, Lucifer's bringing into the German healthcare market. Again, we certainly are clearly and solidly rooted in the first category. And again, we live this every day by all our resources, and so the excitement in the pilot project. And again, we've made all the right progress, and as we can see it, there is no other alternative, and it would be the only rational next step to see the e-health law through and start the rollout of the telematics infrastructure in 2016. You asked for the personal opinion, and you got the personal opinion. There would be plenty of politicians who would offer their opinion. Our impression is that it's pretty much across, say, party support for this initiative, which obviously is good, and certainly strong backing in the current government and coalition. The hospital business, not much that we can say. Again, our statements are based on the recognition that this is an area that needs scale. This makes it different from our other business areas. And we are looking to achieve this scale in ways that we can. There is no rush, and processes like this need both time and discretion to conclude successfully. I guess all we can say and reinforce is that the need to take steps to strengthen this business is known, and that this is something that we very much, say, behind the scenes are working on.
Perfect. Thank you very much.
Hi, Christian. Good afternoon. It's Gunnar here from Bloomberg. I've got three questions. First, on the profitability in the pharmacy business, if you could, how does it compare with your doctor's business? And maybe also if you could shed the light on your profitability of US business. And the final question would be on workflow and decision support. Do you think this will revert in the following quarters in terms of kind of maybe a pipeline in terms of project, or do you expect this to continue to decline also in the following quarters? And I also remember that you demonstrated a lot of projects or initiatives or potential in the US also. Is there anything here where you could share with us, or is it not really improving for the time being in terms of to do more business in the US? Thank you very much.
Okay, first question, profitability pharmacy business. I would describe, I would say our German pharmacy business is in the 25 to 30% EBITDA margin bracket. And our Italian business has improved greatly. It still isn't quite at the level as the German business, but it's around, say, 20%. So the blended average would be in the 20 to 25% for PCS. And then by the segment report, you would be able to see roughly then where the doctor software business is, blended average. US business Q1, roughly 10% EBITDA margin. So it's, again, not quite where it long-term has to be, but certainly from the years we've had now to get it into a decent shape, we're happy with that. Final question, workflow and decision support. So there will be some new contracts, which were actually signed last year, coming on stream Q2, Q3. They are mostly card trust contracts in Germany. That's, of course, helpful. And again, if you look into the quarters behind, we had a pretty strong Q1 last year. It was the only strong area based on some projects that we had then. So certainly we make no change also on this level to the guidance for the year. In terms of the projects that we have, they are all making progress, probably not as fast as we would, but they're all much very much alive. I mean, the three areas was the SAM project in the US, it was the clinical trials recruiting projects, and it was the, say, membership services for private insurance. There will definitely be a lot of dynamics during 2015 for this, something that also makes us confident that revenue will start to flow also on new sources, hopefully year on year, to bring growth back into workflow and decision support also.
Thank you. And do you think in the pharmacy and also US business midterm you can bring it to the same margin like your doctor's business in Europe?
So US, yes. There is no reason, as we've reiterated many times, why we should not have the same level of efficiency and profitability in the US compared to Europe, as the businesses inherently are very similar. The difference, of course, on pharmacy software is that we have a significant hardware and third-party component in the revenue mix due to the structure of renting out or selling complete systems, including the hardware platform. So inherently, that element of the revenue stream will drive profitability levels on PCS somewhat lower than AIS. But I still think what we have achieved in Germany is a very strong, say, efficiency level on that business also. And right now, the upside on profitability alone is probably more to bring Italy up to that level than to, in a very significant way, stretch the German business further, as this is pretty much optimized.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Christian.
Yeah, hi. That's Knut Waller from Baader Helvea. Two questions. The first one on the U.S., Christian. We have seen now that at constant currency we were flat in the first quarter, and I think you, if I understood you correctly, you expressed confidence that you reached a turning point. What kind of growth rates at constant currency do you expect in the U.S. In the remainder of the year, and given that you're coming out of a transformation phase, what do you believe is the potential then looking a bit further down the road in 2016? And I know it's a bit early with the second question. However, if I look at the midpoint of your margin guidance this year, I think we are roundabout expecting 270 basis point expansion. You were now at 350 basis points. It's still only one quarter, but I think looking at the margin guidance for the full year, where do you feel more comfortable, rather at the low or rather at the high end of the guidance? That's it. Thanks.
So on the US, I am going to answer a little bit defensively, just to make sure that that expectations are managed properly. I would say in 2015, we are happy with growth in local currency. 10% is better than 1%, but based on where we are coming from, bringing back growth in a clear way is the overall goal. And of course on group level it doesn't materially impact the numbers. Down the road though, I would be a little bit more bold. We've always said that one of the attractions of being in the US is being in a more dynamic market, which rewards high performers better, and that it's still a market that in many areas have not settled in the same ways as in Europe. So I would say that, without giving any, say, specifics for 2016, that in the following years, that's one of the areas where achieving double-digit organic growth appears to be very much within reach, whereas in some other European markets, we would say that's out of reach because of maturity. So hopefully that conveys the right level of belief in the market, again, without changing the outlook or the expectations for this year. Obviously, profitability is very high on our agenda for this year, and since we gave it all in terms of, changing the growth profile last year, I think we certainly also managed for profitability this year to show that that's also a viable construct of the U.S. business. And I will be almost as defensive on the second question. Obviously, the first quarter was the easiest comp of the year. I mean, first quarter last year wasn't very good. This year it was good, and it looks maybe better than what it is because of last year. It was exactly where it should be. I think it's too early to start to place us in the range, but I would more say that certainly we are comfortable with the mid-range, and maybe after Q1 that's a decent place to be. Certainly the high end is a totally possible outcome, as potentially the low end should things not develop as we want to or expect to. But we keep the margin range open. We don't narrow it or change it for this quarter. The year-on-year comparison was the easiest one for Q1.
Thank you.
Yeah, hey there, Christian. It's Uwe from Deutsche. Just one left, really. Quick one on telematics. And really just wondering how happy you are with the progress of your competitor has been making over the last couple of weeks in southern Germany. Is there still much need on your end to kind of, you know, educate or give them a helping hand wherever they may need it? Or are you now at a stage where you say, okay, guys, so long and all the best from here? So just an update on the kind of cooperation would be helpful. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean... I guess first of all, inherently we have nothing to do with each other in these two pilots. T-Systems have their own bilateral contract with the Gematik in the south, and we have our own here in the north. What we've clearly stated, because people have asked, you know, is there a competitive dynamics? You know, would you like to see your competitors suffer while you thrive and succeed? And we've been very clear to say no. We truly believe that it is in everybody's interest, including our own, that both pilots are successful. So as strange as it sounds, we wish someone who, I guess, inherently is a competitor all the best and all the luck. And I think we've also said that if it came to it, we would lend a helping hand if that would be of any value. You know, having said that, we are talking about the DAX company, and I guess with all due respect, we are and in something which is very close to their core business. So there's absolutely nothing to tell us that they wouldn't be able to do this, and we've not seen any public information that there is, you know, on the big picture, any difference to the progress made, you know, in the south compared to the north. You know, it's fair to say that this you know, the whole project is of a larger group-wide significance to us compared to T-Systems, and that you might see a little bit more detail and a little bit more news flow from us because of that significance compared to Deutsche Telekom. But as I said, there is nothing formally going on, and what I'm saying is more the our principles that we have, and I'm sure that if we needed help, the rational T-Systems would reach out their hand, because again, both parties have a strong interest to show two flagship pilots to thoroughly prove and show that this is the way forward for German healthcare.
So to stay very clear, you don't expect any kind of delay just because, you know, either you or your you know, the other competitor is having a major initial issue with the start of the pilot.
I can only speak for ourselves, and we do not expect any delays.
Yeah. And then related to telematics and a step further down, is there any indication on your end that this project, because it may be, I don't know, simply a bit too big for some of your software competitors to handle really, that there could be a, well, call it need for further consolidation in the German market at a time when, yeah, actually you have, you know, you're pretty close to a moratorium, or if it's not a moratorium, it's pretty close to something like that, or is it not something that is visible currently? Thank you.
And the short answer is no, it's not something which is visible. I mean, I cannot say to the length that the whole approach has been gone to make sure that this infrastructure is interoperable with every single piece of legacy software out there. I mean, we are in our pilot bringing in more than 10 competing systems to show that we are able to show this for, say, it any reasonable software application out there. And based on that, we see no reason why, for all practical purposes, all software platforms will be able to support the telematic infrastructure going forward. So we don't really, I mean, this is for us an isolated project, and something that comes on top of everything which is out there, and it doesn't inherently increase or decrease our opportunities or challenges in the market, and that same statement would go for all others playing in healthcare software in Germany.
That's very clear, thank you.
Hello, it's Andreas Wolf from Warburg Research. Also, a couple of questions from my side regarding the telematics infrastructure project. So the first one is regarding the compliance of third-party vendors of connectors. How long would it take another provider, if it's not CompuGroup or T-Systems, to, let's say, to get a connector that is certified? Second question, how are you preparing for 2016? Are you preparing for a rollout that will take place in a short period of time, or do you expect an implementation period of, let's say, 1 or 2 years? And connected to this question is the next one. are you already offering your COCO connector solution to third-party software vendors? How is the response here? And back again to the COCO connector founders, is there a certain agreement that these will participate in a kind of, I don't know, earn-out, kickback, whatever scheme it is, if the rollout is very successful? And last question, tiny one, on the hospital business, the EBITDA margin was very good in the first quarter. How should we think of this going forward?
Is it a restructuring effort that was successful and is displayed now in the Q1 figures? Thank you.
I would say anyone making a connector and getting it certified on with less than 12 months should be commended for their speed of execution. Also the certification is a significant in calendar time effort. But I think that's the most is a very specific. I would say that's probably. I'm not saying it couldn't be done faster, but that's probably a realistic fast track. It corresponds to basically what it's taken us, and for us it's more or less a second generation effort, having in a sense studied the requirements and the thinking around the connector for a decade before that. So I would consider us very educated and knowledgeable in the area. How are we preparing for 2016 and the rollout pace? I think we prepare for what's written in the e-health law, which says it starts full blast mid-year 2016 and it finishes mid-year 2018. That means, in the linear thinking way, 25% of the volume second half of 16, 50% in 17, and 25% first 6 months 18. And we are taking our steps and preparations according to that. Are we already offering the connector box to third party? Yes. And obviously there's interest, as it is a needed component for anyone providing software to healthcare in Germany. I'm sure they have the same type of discussions also with T-Systems. Certainly I would have done that. So let's see how that distributes. Yeah, probably more in the beginning of 16. But again, we are offering it. We've said that OEM packages, and there is interest. I'm not going to say so much about the relationship with minority shareholders. There is a financial model which was agreed upon many years ago, and I think I will leave it at that. You say the hospital EBITDA margin was good in the first quarter. Actually, it should have been better, or it should be better. I think it's where it should be in the start. All of that is really, and you will see it in the segment report on the cost structure, that you know, we took some costs out and restructured that. We are still at a phase where we are putting a lot of resources into the first customers on our G3 platform. Those would be customers predominantly in Switzerland. We still see there's room to improve the margin picture in the hospital business. Maybe not for this year. I think we're happy if we could stay, you know, in the 10% plus for 2015. But again, the reason that we are there is because of the restructuring we did last year.
Okay, great. Thank you.
That appears to be the last question. Then thank you for participation and thank you for your interest. And if not before, we will do the next check on quarterly performance in CGM on the 6th of August, 2015. Thank you.